Mishnah says in Brachos, the end of Ketz Mevarchim, the Femdalim and Aleph, Zer Klal, this is the Klal, this is the general rule. Kol Shu Ikka Bimai Tfeila, whenever you're eating two foods, one of them is the Ikka, one of them is the main food, and the other is a Tufel, secondary to it. Mevarcha Ikka Paitas Tfeila. You make a Bracha on the Ikka, and you pat the Tufel. We're talking about when eating two foods, each one has a different Bracha, a mushel, eating a let's say a piece of cake which has a layer of fruit in it, or an apple strudel, which is cake mezainis. It also has a layer of apples in it, or cherries in it, and that would be bar priyot. So the dinner is you make a mezainis, and you pop to the fruit. You don't have to make a bar priyot in the fruit. I saw what I think is a Mardik Psak from Rav Yoshev. If anyone was in Eretz Yisrael by Simcha, by Kiddush and Shabbos, they give you Shami Kugel. And the way they know it is they serve it on a plate, a separate plate, it's cut in a triangle, and then they give it a pickle. The Shami Kugel always comes with a pickle on the side. So Yosha Paskin, that the pickle is a tuffel to the Shami Kugel, and you don't make a bracha on the pickle. You just make a mezainis on the kugel, and you pat and you don't make a very pure dom on the pickle, you pat the pickle. And this to them, not only that, but Yosha said, even if you eat the pickle first, he goes, half the gipsak, he said, you take the pickle, you make a mezainis. You make a mezainis in the pickle, and you eat the pickle first, and then you eat the yishami kugel. Because the only reason that they're putting the pickle next to the yishami kugel is that it enhances the taste of the yishami kugel. You eat something a little bit sour first, that makes the taste of the yishami kugel a little better. So the ganze zach is a tuffel, so I think it's more the psak. He says, that's called the tuffel, and you only make a mezainis. You see that he held the dover pashut, that even if they're separate, they're not connected, and even if you're eating it first, the tuffel, you just make a bracha on the ikka and you pat the tuffel. I would think maybe you should hold them both in your hand when you make the bracha. You don't just pick up the pickle and make a mezainis. Maybe hold the whole plate at once and make a mezainis, and then you're going to eat the chamutzim, the pickle first. I think it's half a dig of psak. It's yidua that in ikka v'tuffel, one of the foods, machon, that's the biggest ikka, is lechem. Is bread. The person washes and makes a suit, you need a suit, then he starts with bread. You make a bracha on the lechem, on the pas, and you patas everything. Patas everything in the whole suda. Bemis, the Gemara says, and Rashi, Dafnamalaf, says a little bit, says Dafnamalaf and Bey's what? Except for wine. Right, except
that's
for wine.
That's
So that's a Rashi, and it says the lashon is you do it says the lashon is that the reason is because everything is called nalaftan as a pas. Everything is called like the laftan, like a spread on the pas helps you eat the bread.
That would be a right to Rabbi Yashin if you say that it's also like a because you eat it separately for sure.
You're right. But the chay it's also like eating a big of a tafel. I heard that people are asking today that why does it still apply today? Maybe a mol, the ikka v'suda was the bread. Someone said to me, maybe in Eretz Yisrael, it's still the ikka v'suda is the pita, the bread. That's what that's the most filling. But today, he said, L'moshel, you're going to come to a chasna, and there's a bilkula, it's like today it's an nice bilkula, and you wash on the bread. But after that, you forget about the bread. You need to go on to the appetizer, the soup, the main course. Everything is tuffel to the bread. We forgot about the bread. I don't even think about the bread. Or he said to me, a person having a nice steak, a nice expensive American steak, and he's having some bread with it also. You're going to say the ikka is the bread, the ikka is the steak. You know, what's the pshat that even today, we still say that you make a bracha on the bread and it pats everything else. Well, my sizzle is this. There's in that Mishnah from the Malala from Brachas, it's also Allah in Shechon Aruch HaChaim, some Reishit Beis Afalaf, the Mishnah says there's one exception, that where bread is not the ikka. The exception is Maliach. Maliach was that it's a very salty fish that they used to eat. And the Gemara says this fish was so salty that a person cannot be soigel it. It was so strong, the salty fish, that the only way he could eat it was to eat it together with bread. And the bread would be mafig a little bit the saltiness, he was able to eat it. So the Mishnah says if you're eating Maliach together with pas, Mavarcha Maliach upaitas a pas. Over there, that's the one case where the pas is tuffel, because you're not eating the bread for the bread, you're only eating the bread today to eat the Maliach. So that would be a case where you make a shakal and you pat the pas. A friend of mine, Harav Shmuel Luria, he's a rav down the road in Villas, Beis Medrash Zichron Chaim. He told me, he said, somebody asked him a shayla. It's not the shayla. says, if a person would eat, we know the din is, the Gemara says, M'sachim dach kafan from Aleph, that ain't kiddush on makom suda. To be it's a kiddush on Shabbos, it has to be with makom suda. So what would be if a person, and makom suda means that when you make kiddush v'yetz, you have to eat a kazayis mezoinus or kazayis lechem, a kazayis challah, a kazayis of bread. What would be if a person made kiddush and he ate maliach? He ate this maliach, this salty fish, which would not be kiddush makom suda. The maliach, the fish itself, is only shakal. But because of the maliach, he ate a kazayis of bread with it. Do you say that he was yetz, kiddush makom suda, the maisi ate kazayis of bread with it? Or do you say that, no, the bread was only a tuffel, he wasn't really eating the bread. The bread was only a tuffel, so maybe that's not called kiddush makom suda. That was a shayla. So my friend, Shmuel Luria, this is a nice one, about 2 years ago, he went to Israel. You might be telling me that, it's a nice shayla, I don't know.
What do you mean? You don't.
You don't bench? Yekav Tafel goes on Bracha Rishon and Bracha Chayna, maybe in Chayna, yeah? But the Shayna was, he thought he ate Akzayas from bread. Was he Yetzi Kishmak Masuda? So this mice was about 2 years ago. Shmuel Luria went to Yisrael, and he went, and then Emsong year, and he went to visit the Bzundel Kreise. Alam Shalom, Zachar Nevracha, a God of Hadad that was Nefta recently, but he went to Yisrael to go to him before his Nefta, and he asked him the Shayla. He had some talk and learning, he asked him the Shayla. And the Zundel Kreise told him that it's Poshet, you're not Yetzi Kishmak Masuda. He says it's only a tuffle, and then even though he ate a Kzayis of bread together, and I should have been marking this also. Shmuel Luria was also married to me. He said then, this is the place can say that today, this Maliach has come out not by themselves. We don't really know what this Maliach is, this salty fish. It was in the time of the Mishnayis, but we don't have it today. But the same Shayin of them is you could ask on other things. He said, Lamash on cheesecake. There's a big Shayin on Poiskim. On some, if you know the way cheesecake looks, what bracha do you make on cheesecake? Cheesecake is also has a little cake on the bottom, but it's very, very thick amount of cheese on top and other ingredients, shakal on top. So, pasha, we have a klal. Normally, everything is tafel to mezainis. When you have mezainis, that's the ikka, and everything is tafel. But a lot of poiskim, and Avinez is one of them, he paskin on cheesecake, we say that the mezainis is tafel to the ikka. We know the klal is if the mezainis is only in that bake, is only there to keep it held together, then the mezainis is a tuffle. But he says in cheesecake also, you can't go say as I bite that the mezainis is the ikka, it's only a small amount. The cheese is the ikka. I'm not sure the way the Velta's knowing, but duchsuch that the Velta's knowing we make a mezainis and cheesecake. But he said, we have the same shayla over here. Let's say someone is knowing like the Avinezer. Let's say he's a Polish Yid, he's knowing like the Avinezer, and he makes a shakal on cheesecake. So he makes kiddush on Shabbos, some munchlik a kiddush on Shavuos, and he eats a lot of cheesecake, and he ends up eating a whole kazayas of the mezainis. But l'mais, he made a shakal. It's cheesecake, it's much more cheese, and he made a shakal. He was knowing that the mezainis is a tuffle, so he makes a shakal on the cheesecake, and he ended up eating a kazayas of mezainis. What's the yetzikish makam suda? So that would be a more practical application of the shayla.
Yeah, but can't say that's even worse, because according to the psak, if you make a shakal, because you don't even look at it as a pas above a kisna mechla. You don't look at it as a shtickle pas. You look at it as...
But if you would eat that, if you look at it on its own...
You also don't make it, you can't call it kiddush makom suda. It has to be pas. So if it's such a mixture of cheesecake, so he's considering it cheese, not cheesecake. That's why it's called, it's not cake.
Okay.
So it's not pas above kiddush
makom. But the cake part on itself is significant. It is there. I mean, it is there. You do feel, you taste. A lot of places can pas, can you make mezainis? So even the ones that hold that you don't make a mezainis is because it's considered a tuffel. And you make a bracha dik, you pop the tuffel. But the shayla is a maisi ate a kazayas of mezainis. Was the yetzah kiddush makom suda? Yeah, enechami. Okay, so I don't think it's so hard. I don't think it's so difficult, especially if you hold them small shirim for kazayasim, you know, and you have a big brisk shir, you know, it's not that hard. So what will be then? So it's the shayla to Bzim Lekreza. And Bzim Lekreza, the Chayin of Rechim told him it's poshet that you're not yetzah kiddush makom suda. Since it's only a tuffel, it's not considered that you ate mezainis, it's only a tuffel, it's poshet you're not yetzah. Then after Emsalang Yaron, he went to Chaim Kanievsky, and he asked Chaim Kanievsky the same shayla. He says somebody ate a maliach, and he ate with it. He made kiddush, ate a maliach, and he had with it.
He has both.
He has a maliach, and he ate cheesecake with, and he was not like an avnimeza and those spices. He made shakal, but he ended up eating kazayis mezainis also. Was he asked kiddush makom suda? Chaim Kanievsky told him, "Poshut is yetsa kiddush makom suda." He said, "Vegas, poshut is yetsa." He says, "You ate kazayis mezainis. Poshut is yetsa." So you hear? The Zulu crazy told him, "Poshut, you're not yetsa kiddush makom suda. It's only a tuffle. This is not This is not the Mazainus, and the Mechem Kiddush is a fakir. It's Poshit Yor Yetzer. Why is it what's Pshat? So, Shmuel Luri, I think he said very good. He said like this. He said, Mechachar Mechachir. What's the reason why by Ikve Tafel you make a bracha on the Ikve and you part the Tafel? You don't make a bracha on the Tafel. Is the reason because the Tafel is like, maybe like, he's saying it was Kamisha Enoi. It's like the Tafel's not here at all. Or is the Pshat the Tafel is here, and over there, and you Yetzer with the bracha of the Ikve on the Tafel? Really, you are mechivin the bracha on the tafel, but the yaitz with the bracha on the ikka on the tafel. He says, "Achayu, that's the shaila over here." And the zundukur is the hell, like it's sad that the tafel is like kmishena. It's not even here. That's why you're not making bracha. You're not making bracha because it's kmishena. It's not like it's not here. Therefore, you're not yaitz because you're makmesuda. And Mechem Kiyeski would hold that no, it is like it's here, and you are yaitz, and you are mechivin the bracha. It's just the bracha of the ikka part is the tafel.
There's a raya that bracha of the ikka part is the tafel.
Yeah.
Because by much by cereal, if you're left off with milk at the end,
right,
and you drink the milk separately, you don't make a shot. The Cheerios with milk.
Maybe it's all because it's like the tuffle. It still remains
the
tuffle.
But now you're drinking milk, you can't take them out of the lesson.
It's I'm not so sure about the halacha, what you're saying either.
It's
not sure.
What do you mean? It's in every halacha book.
Yeah? Okay. I was thinking from the Lush of the Mishnah itself that Mabaruch HaIkul point this at Fela. It's a bit so mashma. Does say the tefillah doesn't need a bracha. It says you make a bracha on the ikka and you pat the tefillah. Mashma like that sad. That you the tefillah is having a bracha, but then the bracha on the ikka. But you can say the ma'aser maybe the lashon of the mishnah is lavdavka, and you make a bracha on the ikka and you don't have to make a bracha on the tefillah. But then he showed me this. He showed me that this chakir is the chazanish. The chazanish mamish is the chakir, and he just has a little bit of a different nusach. Chazanish says also, what's the reason we don't make a bracha on the tafel? And his lashon is, do you say tafel ain't tzorich bracha? The nit lechiyah bracha mimenu kevin shurak tafel. Do you say the tafel is not need a bracha? There's no chiyah bracha on the tafel since it's only tafel. But then the Chazanish says the other side is, or do you say perushay she tafel ain't tzricha bracha didei? Elch she tzorich at the birchas ikka. The tafel doesn't need its own bracha. It needs now the bracha of the ikka. But have the ata with an ayin, and now the ikka va tafel bichasein shavais. The bracha and the ikka tafel are the same bracha. Normally, let's say on the apple strudel. Normally, the apples would be a bracha eitz. But the Chazanish says, but now these apples mitamol have a bracha of mezainus. Who birchas ikka? Who gam birchas tafel? He says again, the bracha of the ikka becomes the bracha on the tafel.
The other pshat is also not commandless.
Well,
okay.
He says nitl chiyav bracha mina. Okay, okay.
Nitl chiyav bracha mina.
Oh, but then at least you can say a svara. If it's nitl chiyav bracha mina, it's
gonna. Yeah, that's why afterwards you don't have to make a bracha either. It was nitl.
Maybe because you want to make the kiddush.
But at least you have it said that way. According to the other pshat, that there is a chiyav bracha. This chazanish, by the way, is in a rechayim simuch of zayin ois test. But according to that side, that the tafel needs a bracha. It's just yaitza with the bracha of the yikka. That definitely. Is more mashma that you're eating something, and is it sad to say yetsik shmak mesuda? But according to the first side that it has no chiyah bracha at all, is it sad to say it's not considered achila?
Won't be in Pesach or in Sukkah.
I'm not sure. I mean, Pesach is it's not gonna take off his chametz.
But
yetsik mitzvah matzah. Chiyah matzah here. If it's such a case. You have a different problem of Mevatel Tam, you can't be Mevatel Tam or Matzah.
And Sukkah?
Sukkah is more of a Shaila. Maybe a very similar Shaila. The same way we're clarifying, are you Yetzer Kish Magam Suda? Because you fought the Kzayas, maybe the same Chakir if you Chayiv in a Sukkah. Very nice. Yeah, maybe the same Shaila for that. But anyway, it seems this is the Chazanish Chakir that is the. What's the Pshat in Ikka V'Tafel that we don't make a Bracha on the Tafel? Is the Pshat not Chayiv in a Bracha at all? Or is the Pshat that the Bracha of the Ikka Pat is the Tafel? And the Chazanish brings a beautiful raya from Tosfos in the Sugya, that from Dalon Ralph. The Gemara says over there another case of Eichle Perski Noisa. Perski Noisa were this Meshundaga sweet fruit. It was very, very special fruit that was very, very musak, very, very sweet. And it was so sweet that the person would eat it, Nafshehon Chimenu. The Gemara said, he would mamash chalnash. I don't know if it means literally he would mamash die from it. It was so sweet, or he mamash chalnash, he would faint from it. And the Gemara says the only way they were able to eat Periski Noisa was to immediately afterwards eat a maliach, eat this special salty fish. That would take away to be Meshav Nafshay, that would bring back his nefesh, that he'd be able to handle the sweetness, he would be able to eat a maliach. But the Maisa, then when he has to eat the maliach, he can't handle the saltiness of the maliach. So then he would have to eat lechem with it. So when you eat Periski Noisa, you have to eat maliach, and when you eat the maliach, you have to eat pas with it. So Gemara says you make a bracha on the Periski Noisa, make a bracha per eitz. Then you make a bracha on the maliach, you make a shakal, and the bracha on the maliach pat is the pas. You don't make a bracha on the pas. That's the Gemara. In fact, Tosfos pasha the kasha. If the whole maliach was only to be meshav nashrei kedei to eat the peskinosa, why are you making a bracha on the maliach? Again, the Gemara says you make a you eat peskinosa, you have to eat a maliach, and you eat maliach, you have to eat pas. So the Gemara says you make a bar peretz on the peskinosa, then you make a shakal on the maliach, and that pat is the pas. In fact, Tosfos. You should just make a bayper eitz on the peskinosa, and that's shapata the maliach because that's only a tafel, and that's shapata the pas. From Tosfos kasha, you see that the din of ikav a tafel goes on a tafel, the tafel also. Tosfos seems to hold the pasha, just like an ikav pata is a tafel, it'll pata the lechem is not a tafel to peskinosa; it's a tafel to the tafel. You see that Tosfos is a pasha that ikav shapata the tafel of a tafel. There's a bihalacha that speaks about this in Arachayim Sim Kufayin Dan on Sifbeis, but this Tosfos seems to hold a pasha that. This is Tosfos Kasha. Why is the Gemara saying you make a bracha on the Periskinoisa by Periates and then you make a bracha on the Maliach? And that path is the past. You shouldn't even make a bracha on the Maliach. It should be the Periskinoisa, should be the Ekin, it should path the tough or the Tfela of the Maliach also. So Tosfos says two Tirtzim. One Tirtz Tosfos says is that the Gemara means where he did not eat the Maliach by Say Maimid at that time. It was about a person, he thought he could handle it. He ate the peskinosa, and he thought, you know, everyone says you can't handle it, you get sick, you must eat maliach. He says, no, I can handle it. He ate it, and he taka got sick, but it was like a half hour later, he was still sick from it, then he couldn't take it, then he took the maliach. But it was such a hefsik zman that already, you can't say it was ikav a tafel, so he makes a bracha on the maliach, and then he couldn't handle the maliach, so he had to pass with it, so that part of the pass. That's his first teretz. And his second teretz says, inami. The time he ate the periskinosa, the maliach was not there. Passed. He didn't realize that, again, he thought he could handle it, but it wasn't hefsek zman. As soon as he ate the periskinosa, he was chalashing. He was halach nashrei menu. He couldn't handle it. He needed immediately to have a maliach, and he had somebody run next door to a neighbor and bring him immediately a maliach. But there was no hefsek zman, but the maisa was not there. At the time, and a bracha only part is something that was at least in the house, so he expected to eat. That's why the bracha of the peskinosa is not part of the maliach. That's pshat the Gemara. But the maliach, the bracha of the maliach, does part of the pas. So take the chazanish. If the reason why by ikav a tafel you don't make a bracha on the tafel is because it's like a command lesser, like it's not here, it's not considered an achinah, you're only eating the ikav, then we might not have to mean if it was here or not. It's still an achinah's tafel. You're not eating it for itself. It should not need a bracha. But if you hold the other way, that the reason why you don't make a bracha on the tafel is because the bracha of the ikka pat is a tafel, then we can fashion taste this far. For the bracha of the ikka, the pat of the tafel, it has to be here. If it's not here, then the bracha of the ikka can have pat of the tafel. So the Chazanish brings a shtak araya from this tesis that the reason why ikka of a tafel, you don't make a bracha on the tafel, is because the bracha of the ikka pat is a tafel, and the nafkamina and the chiyu is to understand this tesis. Or nafkamina would be if you bring the tafel from another house right away afterwards, and it wasn't here. If you hold that the bracha at all, then you wouldn't have to make a new bracha on it. You still wouldn't make a bracha on the tafel. But Tosfos holds that no, that when you bring a lady, you do have to make a bracha on the tafel. It's a raya that the pshat the ikav tafel is the bracha the ikav pat is the tafel, and this would be the way we're understanding Abraham Kineski's psak that the maaser there is an achila of the tafel. That's mischayv in the bracha. It's just the bracha of the ikka, pat is the tafel, and then you would be yesi kishmak mesuda.
If it doesn't pat, it's only when you eat it together. Then what's the difference? Has it not even right away? Even if it's eaten a second later,
we
eat it together.
Well, we said before, you know, even if it's eaten, it's a bit of a tafel pat is even when it's eaten separately. We said, I think you missed. We said a chiddush on Yosha, even if you eat the tafel first. Well, I said that, but this is right. This chazanish, which causes chakir, and he's poshut that this sad that the reason why we don't make a bracha on a tafel by ikav a tafel is because the bracha the ikav pat is the tafel. I have a shnikel diak in a different avni neza in Arachayim Siman Lamaches that the neza holds the other way, that it's not chayv a bracha at all. The avni neza talks about a different shayla. They asked them about there was a certain tafshal basa tochen, which was a ground meat. It seems like a meatloaf. Some sort of a tafshal, a dish, a meichel, some sort of a meatloaf that they used to stick in it pieces of lechem, like leftover challah. They were sticking pieces of challah in the meatloaf, and you saw the lechem. And the Ebenezer writes, it was about 10 to 1. It was about 10 parts ground meat and one part challah and put pieces of bread in it, and you saw the lechem, and they asked him, what bracha do you make on this? So then Ezra is pretty marach in it, and he writes that he was doish v'chayka by cook. So he asked them, what's the reason you're putting in this bread, these pieces of challah inside this meatloaf? And they told him two reasons. That one reason is because they have a dabek abas, it holds it together better. Because when you have some bread in it, it keeps the shape, it keeps the meatloaf held together. And the other reason they told him was it makes it yesakar lechel etzel skenim. That older people just find it easier to eat. Together, when it's partly challah in it, it makes it a little bit easier to eat. And then Rabbi Nezer writes, he asked his mother, the Hengel Gemama from Rabbi Nezer, he asked his mother also used to make this meatloaf with challah, leftover challah, put it into the meatloaf, and he asked his mother, why do you do that? Why do you put the challah in? And his mother said that she thinks it's done, though she does it because to make it bigger, you know, when you have a pashup from Anias, you know, when you had regular just the meat, it could serve 10 people. When you had the challah in, it could serve 11 people. You stretch it out a little bit more, you could serve more people. Push more people. Meister, the is very mayach in this Indian. And at the end, towards the end, Oysi Yudalad, it has 14 Oysis in this Indian. Oysi Yudalad, he ends up with a final psak that is really stud in both ways. But he says the Meister should make a shahakal, and you should pata the bread, make one shahakal on this. And he says his reason is because, even though it's stud in both ways, because the Meister, but the Ebed, if you make a shahakal on bread, the Yerza. Shahakal, Yerza, everything. So better make a shahakal, which be the Ebed, Yerza. In case you go the other way and you make a moitzi, on this meatloaf, he says it's chash bracha vatala. He writes according to the tzad that the bracha was shakol, how is that bracha vatala?
What about the teals he died?
He doesn't. I guess he meant that also. We bracha vatala on both.
No, the teals are not a bracha, but you have to do the teals he died.
Maybe, yeah, I'm not sure about that. But here's my diak. The fact that the Avnei Nezer calls it bracha vatola, I think is a raya that the Nezer held that the tofel does not need a bracha at all. Because if the pshat is that by ikka v'tofel, really the tofel needs a bracha. It's just the yitzu with the bracha of the ikka. So if someone makes a mistake, almost even on an apple strudel, and you make a bari priya eitz, the chayu would not be a bracha vatola. It would be the peiris, the apples in the apple strudel needs a bracha. And he made a bracha. What he did wrong was he wasn't yitza on the cake, and he ended up he's doing a different avera. He's eating asalanis b'angam hazeh b'li bracha. He's eating the mezainis without a bracha on the mezainis. But it wasn't a bracha v'talma. He made a bracha on the apple. So, but if you hold that pshat in the tuffel, if you hold pshat in the tuffel, it's not chayav bracha at all. That would be a bracha v'talma. So the fact that Avi Nezer goes to bracha v'talma is my idea. I think that Avi Nezer holds not like the chazanish. He holds the pshat of a tuffel is that the tuffel doesn't need a bracha at all, which would be like if it's on the kerzah. Doesn't need a tuffel at all, and then you would be yitzik ishmakim sudo.
Maybe the fact that you have a chiv to eat alone could never take away from what it is. Could never take away from it. Could never become a tuffel.
I'm not sure what you mean, but the ma'aseh
here.
Yeah, but chiv to have ishmakim sudo. You want to be yitzik.
Why? By Ritzay.
Yeah, but Suda, this has to be a Suda.
This doesn't have to be a Suda.
He's saying, since you have to eat a Suda.
He's saying the person Mechalim for Suda. So yeah. It would change.
If you try to Mechalim, if you want to
be wants the Suda, so he wants the bread.
If you want it to be Yitzhak, become Suda. So that Achila.
That's famous. That's famous.
What
do
you want to eat the bread? Anytime you want to eat the bread, you have to make the bread anyway. You have to make a
motzi
anyway.
You have a suda, then you
have a suda.
Right.
So all these cases
happen. Then you have to make a
motzi. What happened if you eat?
I think you mean by the way. I think it was a big machlekes the stipler and Shem Zalman Erbach. I believe a person is yaseh kishmakim suda, and then he has and then by his reg was he yaseh already his second suda of Shabbos, and then when he goes home and has a suda, is that already shana shudas? Now, if mean is, if you guess would say, does he have to bench over?
Right.
One of them holds that he wasn't Yitzhak, it's not considered Shan Shulis, it's the second Suda, and he has to bench over. One of them holds, no, this is already the third Suda, because we Yitzhak.
The guy wants the
bread. Okay.
Anytime a guy doesn't want bread, you don't make a motzi. You want to eat bread.
Because for whatever reason,
that's a question. Because somebody
says,
could actually last pras.
Somebody says, if you want to eat bread, you have to make a motzi.
So then he has to make a motzi.
You have to make a motzi anyway.
He's going to have to make a motzi. You can't say I don't want it to tuffle. If you want it from the Eilat Hamshiyah, your cheshbon would change the bracha.
I'm saying that automatically.
If you're right, about your cheshbon would change the bracha. Possibly, probably. Because you're saying he has a chesh, but it's not.
So then, whatever. In Shem Shuvah's Mishnah Lachas from a Gurney Menashe Klein, Chel Giralov, some Kuf Mamalov, he brings an old shayla about schnitzel. You know, anyone that's a little bit older, he was in America, it used to be called chicken cutlets. Fried chicken cutlets, then they caught on the Yetzodika name schnitzel, everybody calls it now the Yetzodika name schnitzel. And so they have schnitzel the way we have, the way America has hamburgers, it's a very basic food. It's a fried piece of chicken with sometimes a thicker layer, sometimes not so thick, a thick layer of crust on it, like mezainis. So what bracha do you make on this? Do you make a bracha mezainis for the mezainis part of the schnitzel, or do you make a shahakal? So Menashe Klein writes, Kvar HaYuzokin, and he quotes the Avnei Nezer, that paskins that you make a shahakal. And he means this Avnei Nezer that we said before about the meatloaf. And then he says, "Well, Maisa, anyone who's careful and doesn't eat schnitzel out of the suda, only make sure he washes and avoids the whole shayin, l'tavi lo bracha." So I just wanted to be aware that he says with a posha that the Nezer's psak goes on schnitzel. He doesn't really mention that the food that the Nezer was talking about was not schnitzel, was something else. And it seems to me you can't compare the two. The Nezer's case again was about this meatloaf that had pieces of bread in it. And the Menashe Klein holds the posha, the same thing about schnitzel. There's maybe chalukim. First of all, the fact that it's different is maybe it's not for anyone to compare. You can't compare apples and oranges. Maybe there's a chiluk. Maybe only over there there's a paskin that you make a shakal. Maybe here might be different. One chiluk might be. This is maybe one thing I was thinking might be the fact that lechem is more chashiv. It's so chashiv. In a way, it's easier to lose the chashivas. Because the whole chashivas of lechem is only if it's a piece of bread that's eaten separately. Maybe the fact that lechem, because it's stuck inside a meatloaf, that's why it loses chashivas easier than mezainis. Mezainis, the fact that it's not as chashiv as lechem, doesn't lose its chashivas so fast. Whatever is more chashiv is easy to lose the chashivas. You know, it's not the chashivas of lechem anymore. It's not the chashivas of lechem anymore. So another chalik I was thinking, and this would be the other way maybe really, I realize in my into this, if anyone speaks about this, but by Ikka B'Toffel, normally the shayla is when each one is something that's eaten on its own. Like we said before, an apple strudel, you know, the cake part is something that can be eaten on its own, and the apples is something that can be eaten on its own. Or even by cheesecake, the cheese part can be eaten on its own, maybe, and the cake part can be eaten on its own. But over here, by schnitzel, the mezainis part cannot be eaten on its own. It's not something that's ever eaten on its own. So there, maybe if I can't, maybe that's why it's not the same more T'Toffel. Even a little bit more. But to me, it's not so posh to go be medamit to assume it's like the same thing as Avnei Nezer. Also, what the Mishnah Halacha said, that hamachmir to eat it only in the Suda, I would think of a different eitz, a more posh eitz, and believe me, this is what I always try to do, and I say this in my house, this is what I think the right way to do is whenever you eat schnitzel, in case you don't have with it something that's mezainis and shakal, make sure you do. Take a little cracker with it. You take a little cracker, you make a mezainis on the cracker first. Take a drink, some soda or some juice or water, make a shakal, and avoid the whole shayla. It seems to me that would be a bad answer. I forgot to say this, but I said before that the Velt is asking why people are asking today why even today we say that the lechem bread is the main part of the suda and the pot is everything. Today the bread is not the main part. If you get on to the next course, you forget about it. You're not really so busy. Or if you're eating like a steak, you're not really so busy with the lechem. But it could be maybe a little shukul sorries. I once heard somebody was murdered that one of the reasons why lechem is such an ikka, such a chashav azach, is in the flois abayri, with the Eibush Peshaf and the Vel, for more foods, is kamat the only food that you never get tired of. There's no other food that you could eat every single day and not get genug shayin and say, I can't take this anymore. If you try to eat steak every day, you won't be able to handle it. If you try to even eat certain fruits every single day, eventually you just get sick of it. You can't do it anymore. The one food the Eibush made was lechem bread. You just don't get tired of it. Some sort of half of the chashiv is the bread. So maybe that's the chashivas of bread, that it always remains an ikka, because there's nothing as chashiv as that you never get tired of. Agav, I once heard that someone was married that in davening, Shemen Esrei, which was written by the, which was given to us by the Anshe Knesset Gedolei in Baruch HaKodesh, from the Eibush to Baruch HaKodesh, is also a merdeka tefillah, that person never gets any ayefas, or tired of saying it. If you think about it, you know, you can say it three times a day, and it's always mamish with the same frishkeit. And it's a only something that we have, Ruach HaKodesh, you should never get tired of it. Agav mentioned is an interesting machlokes achrenim, that if a person eats a hefek zayis from let's say from the chmeshes minim mezaynus, he eats a hefek zayis mezaynus, which if you ate a whole zayis, you'd have to make an almechia. But only had a hefek zayis, he doesn't make an almechia. And then he also had a hefek zayis of let's say shahakol, which if he ate a whole zayis, would be in a bainafasha. For example, he had a little cake and ice cream. He had a hefek zayis cake. So there's not a shef and al mechia, and he had a hefek zayis of ice cream. So it's not a shef by nefashas. So some pesukim say that you don't make any bracha chayna. You don't make an al mechia because you didn't have a shef al mechia. You make a by nefashas. You never shef by nefashas. But the Biki Yosef says b'shem the Knesset Gedolah, another chaynim hold that the hefek zayis mezaynis mitstarif to the hefek zayis of peiris or ice cream, and you would make a by nefashas. You have to understand his svara. The other achrayim achayim, and they say the halacha is if a person makes even b'dieved a bein nefashis on cake, you're not yetzah. You still have to make an albechia. So you see that achrayim that bein nefashis has no sheiches to these things that are chayim and albechia. So just because you had hefek zayis of albechia, why should that be mitzaref to hefek zayis bein nefashis? But that seems to be an interesting machlokes achrayim. I saw a different chiddush psak halacha from Shom Zalman Reubach that a person ate a gezayis of mezaynus. And he had with it, let's say, a hefek zayis of peiros b'shivas aminim. Hefek zayis of, let's say, grapes. Let's say it wasn't a beya, chayis, you weren't getting involved with the shangal beya, but he had a hefek zayis of grapes, which if he had a gezayis, he would have to make an al-eitz, val-pir-eitz. Also, bracha achas main sheva. But he only had a hefek zayis. Tainu shalom zaman, since he's making anyway an al-michya, he's allowed to be kernel with it, the hefek zayis of al-eitz. And he can make a bracha al-michya, akolav al-eitz, val-pir-eitz. Which is more like a chiddush. The Paris itself was not enough to be mechayavim, but he says you're making anyway an al mechia, you could be koyling with it. This al eitz. Ken Zayn, maybe somehow it's telling you in the other machayik zechayim with the Beki Yosef, we said before. Yeshkei. Sorry? Same thing. According to Shom Zaman, you make al mechia, koyling, but I'll give it as a big chiddush. Should be a half second, bro.
There's a lot that are machalic between the thickness of the.
Yeah, that's a lot of
poskim. Yeah.
Why would it be a big chiddush when it's.